All right, guys, this is the JVL podcast. I'm Jay, and then
This
we got
your main
Ray.
man, Dre, back at it again. How's it going, everybody?
How's it going? Yeah, we took a long break, y'all. We were on a holiday break. I feel like a lot of us were on a long holiday break. But before we get on to we're gonna cover a lot today. But before we talk about the main topics, let's talk about Christmas and our holiday break. So, do you want to go first, Dre?
Oh, Christmas was cool. I was able to spend time with family, go over there, kick it with my girl for a little bit, open up a
No
few
word.
gifts. Christmas was lit, though. I ain't gonna lie, I had fun. Wasn't
Word.
really too much worried about the gifts, but overall, Christmas was balling. I ain't gonna lie. I had fun.
Word.
Got a
Now
little tipsy.
I'm a little tipsy. Got a little song going on
Was
there.
gone.
I feel it. Oh, but yeah, my shoot. I mean, my Christmas was pretty chill. I can't lie. I actually barbecued for the first time. Spent some time with family. One of my best friends came by just to help me celebrate. Cause sometimes I'll be talking to like, sometimes I just kind of be a very introverted person in certain situations. Cause I feel like I knew there was a lot of
Right.
people coming, so I had my cousins coming over, had my homie come over, just chilled. I barbecued for the first time. I kind of also didn't I might have burnt a little bit. I either burnt it a little bit or I didn't fully cook it. But first time for everything. But yeah, so that was my
Right.
holiday season. It's pretty chill. I was cooling. I was big chilling. I just hated that I had to go to work the next day. Like literally the day after Christmas, I had to go to work and I just felt so off. I was like, man, I felt just off. But yeah, that was Christmas. It was chill. And also Happy New Year's to everyone listening, watching,
Happy
whichever.
New Year.
Happy New Year 2025. I feel great about it. How are you feeling? How are we feeling since the new year started and the new beginnings we got going on?
I feel good.
Oh,
Ain't
yeah.
no new year, new me. Ain't no new year, same me. It's new year, I'm gonna take whatever comes. It is what it is.
No, that's so real. That's what I'm saying. I was honestly, I feel like this year is a good year because I feel like I came into this year with a more clear mind, not dealing with, stuff I dealt with in the past 2 years, little relationship things. A lot of stuff happened the
Right.
past 2 years. So I'm coming in with a clear mind. Whatever, I'm not like you said, no, it's no new year, new me. No new year, same me. Like you said, just taking in and tackling it, however, and see whatever comes our way, which is pretty cool. So I have some new beginnings. I think a lot is gonna be a good year this year. So yeah. But I mean shoot, I hope everyone else had a good new year and a good, actually wait, hold on. Before I continue on, I got a question. What are you what are you expecting for yourself this year?
What am I
And how are you gonna
expecting?
tackle it? Yeah, and how are you gonna tackle how you plan on tackling it this year?
Technically, I don't have any expectations. Like, I know what I want to do, and all I got to do is put my mind to it, and one or two things is going to happen. Either it's going to happen, or I'm going to get close to making it happen. It ain't no
Word.
failures. It ain't no pushbacks. It's either going to happen, or it's going to be a little slow getting there. But slow movement is better than no movement.
I like that. I like that. That's exactly how I'm tackling this year too. I don't have a lot of expectations either. I think I'm just going to tackle it how it brings this way. I feel like it's my year. I feel like it's gonna be a good year. It's a snake year, also my Chinese zodiac. And it's crazy. I turned 24 this year too, so it's kind of a weird coincidence. So I think it's gonna be cool. Anyways, now that we talked about that, I hope everyone had a good New Year and a good Happy Holidays. Now we gonna tackle. We gonna now we really gonna talk about what we gonna talk about. So we've been on a break for a while. We both had a holiday break, Christmas. So sorry it took a minute for this next episode to launch. We both were just busy with work. I mean, both had a lot of stuff going on. So just trying to finish 2024 strong so we can go into 2025 even more stronger.
Right.
Feel me? So what happened since we were gone? Oh, okay. So the NBA Cup Finals. We're gonna start with the NBA Cup Finals. How did you watch the NBA Cup Finals at all?
No, but okay, so you didn't have to do me like that.
No, I felt that, bro. I felt okay. Say damn to do even like that. We both
Nobody
thought that
showed
he
up.
was gonna take it. Nobody showed up.
Nobody
It
showed up.
was
They showed up and watched Milwaukee win.
just let it happen. Is that what you're saying?
Well, SGA did something, but that was about it.
Yeah, I feel
Nobody
like
else
SJ
really
always
did
doing
that.
something though. Yeah, I feel like SJ always doing something though. I
I
feel like he
thought
was
Jalen
caring.
Williams was gonna do a lot better.
Yeah, we did cap.
But
Didn't
it
we
is what
capture
it
him
is.
somewhere? It is what it is. Didn't we cap Jalen Williams out here?
Oh
Did you
no, that
catch
was
him?
Jalen Green we saw.
Oh,
No, it was
you
Jalen
saw
Green and
Jalen
his
Green.
girl.
Oh, word. Hey, man, Vegas is crazy sometimes. But yeah, now the NBA Cup. Okay, see, didn't have to do aside that. I feel like the person that really only carried a little bit is SGA. Like, what I want, if I'm being honest, I watched some of the games. No, I watched the game when they, the finals. But like when I saw that, of that Bucks were like taking it, I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna finish this. I already know that Bucks are gonna take it. Like they just.
Yeah, I was at work.
Yeah, I saw. I think I might have been at work. If I wasn't, I don't know. Shoot, that's like the past. I was either at work or I was just like, I watched most. If I was at work, I probably watched some of it and then stopped watching it. Or I was at home, watched some of it. Then I saw that Bucks were taking it, and I just stopped watching it. I was like, yeah, the Bucks gonna take that win. I'm just gonna let it be. But yeah,
But
shoot.
congratulations to the Bucks. Dame finally got a
Yeah.
championship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big
Even though it was
congrats.
the NBA cut, but he finally got the whole trophy, for the one time.
One time for the one time. Oh yeah. I still think it's very unfortunate that both of our teams did not make it to the semis even at that. I didn't even make it to the finals at that. So I mean,
I'm not worried about that. I'll take another NBA Finals appearance over the NBA Cup,
honestly, I felt that. The Lakers were looking during that the NBA Cup, we were just not healthy. We weren't there yet. But since we on that, we gonna talk about the Lakers. Oh yeah, speaking of the Lakers, I'm also hoping that they make a little finals appearance, see what happens there. But speaking of the Lakers just traded D'Lo and Maxwell Lewis for Dorian Finney-Smith and Shake Milton from the Nets. So how we feeling?
They've been talking about trading D-Lo for like the past couple seasons. They was hoping he got traded last year, but it didn't happen. So it's
Dang,
ironic
really?
how he got it's funny how he got traded back to Brooklyn, though.
That's exactly what I was saying. It's like he like went from like Lakers to Brooklyn. Like he went like back and forth.
It's like he can't leave Brooklyn alone.
No, he can't. It's like it's,
Brooklyn is like that one ex that he missed and he keep going back to.
Not fact, you're not wrong. But how we feeling about, other than how we feeling about the recent ones that the Lakers got? We recently just got
Oh, and the crazy.
Dorian Finney-Smith and Shake Milton.
I don't think they picked them up just to get rid of D-Lo because they don't really need Dorian Finney-Smith like that. Like, it's
It's
cool,
true.
but I just don't get the point of it. Like, you got Hachimura, you got AD, you got Max Christie. Like, y'all got big people. So you going out there and get another big man. I can only see it being for insurance policies, like if AD gets injured or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's so cool. I think that's about it too. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else they want to cop though. But like, I mean, I kind of like them, not gonna lie. Because to be honest, I never watched Shake or Dorian ever really play because I don't watch Brooklyn like that. I watch my Lakers.
No, I watched Dwayne a little bit when he was in Dallas because he had his little duo with Luka before he went to Brooklyn. But it's Brooklyn. Nobody watches Brooklyn like that no more.
Yeah, I don't really watch Brooklyn like that. Maybe sometimes I think about going back to just because D'Lo's in there. But like, then again, it's like I don't think they're too bad though. But
He
other than
just
those,
got injured.
yeah. Who? Which way? Who? Which one?
D'Lo, he just got injured.
Oh, D'Lo did just get injured. Oh, that's crazy. I don't know what's going on with that. But I mean, shoot. Other than that, who else, do you think the Lakers need something else other than, you know, Dorian and Shake?
The Lakers has been rumored to be looking at a lot of people. Like, they were talking about there's a possible chance that they could have went and got Zach LaVine. I think it was like last year they were talking about something about Trae Young. It was like, the Lakers. Like, this is the Lakers. They try to attach any and everybody to the Lakers. Now, who they can probably get is Jimmy Butler.
That's what I was thinking.
Who just got suspended.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got suspended for 7 games because of his recent outburst. He literally did not want to be in Miami no more.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that one. Yeah, that is a possibility. It's crazy
because he came out and said that they can still contend in the East with or without Jimmy Butler. I'm like, so are y'all trying not to keep him?
Are you trying to get rid of him at this point?
Like, why would you come out and be like, oh, yeah, we can win the East without you? That makes no sense.
Yeah, that does make no sense. So Jimmy Butler's a good one. You know, speaking of the rumors of the Lakers, I think you did say Trey. I think I might have saw Kevin Love.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I don't know if I saw Kevin Love, but I think it was another big. But I don't think we really would need him. I was either Kevin Love or someone else, but it was like a big or something. Or Valanciunas, I don't remember exactly. But they was looking at so much. I was like, bro, like, true. Do you think we need anything, Lakers, though?
The Lakers should have tried to get Hartenstein before he went to OKC. Now, that would have been a good pickup. Hartenstein?
Oh,
he used to play for New York. Then he went to OKC during the offseason. Now, that would have been a pickup.
That would have been a good pickup. We kind of kept the same same roster we had last year. We just traded 2 people and just got Bronny and Connect this season. Which, I mean, is cool. But I feel like we just need, I don't know. Do you think we need more trades? Or like any more pickups?
So like, if y'all do any more trades, it should be to build your bench around.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, y'all got AD, but then it's like, it's up and down when it comes to like, if AD's off, who's going to really step up? Like, you have, like, streak players. Like, Hachimura, like, he can go out there and he can put up 20 and 10 one game. And then next game, he'll put up, like, 4. And then, like, he'll put up 15. So, it's, like, it's up and down. So, as long as it's somebody that can be consistent and play in that system.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because Boston, everybody over there getting injured.
Dang, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. No, because, like, there'll be a game where, like, Porzingis is out, or, like today, Jaylen Brown's out. And it's like, but Boston has people that can, like, step up. So that's the big difference. Like, we have starters and bench players that can, like, easily just slide in, and you can get somewhat the same production. So.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Recently from our bench, Jackson Hayes just came back. He was playing at the game. He was playing the game yesterday. I'm glad he's back. He didn't make as much points. He had like 3 fouls, but he had some blocks and he had some boards. So, I mean, other than his fouls, I'm kind of glad he's back.
The best ability is availability.
That's true. We haven't got – so, and at that, we didn't have AD at the last game we just had, which was yesterday. So, we had – with Jackson starting when he would be on the bench, we got Coloco, another big – he's pretty solid too, though. Coloco's a bit of a good – I feel like that's a good one we got too. But I do think we definitely need some bench players that can be consistent because – like you said, you know, we need consistency to get back to the finals. So, yeah, I mean, That's what it'd be for the Lakers. My Lakers are doing pretty good, though. I mean, they're not doing too bad or too good. I feel like they're doing like the middle type thing. But I mean,
like they're cool with it.
Yeah, they're cool, and they're not. I'm not too worried about them right now. Yeah, that's true. I'm not too worried about them. People are talking about DK Dalton. I'm not how we feel about him. I'm not worried about the rookie. He just on a shooting slump. He was on a shooting slump. He made some points last night too. So I think he's gonna get his flow back. And then I feel like with Dorian and Milton, like, I mean, I feel like they'll be able to, like, you know, get in there, you know, make some points, help us out a little bit.
Right.
But I feel like it's going to take some time. But I don't think they're doing too bad. I think we're doing pretty good. I think we're, like, fifth in the Western Conference right now. So, I mean, I'm not too worried right now. We playing today. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But there's something else you would like to add?
Oh, they need a floor general. That's what they need.
Oh, we do need a floor general.
That's what they don't have.
Who do you think would be a good floor general?
Like, if you were to trade someone?
Yeah.
Oh, go to Utah and get Colin Sexton.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Because you can't go to Cleveland and get Darius Garland. That's not happening.
Oh, no. Nah, that there's no way that's going to happen. So, I mean, oh, we did. I would consider LeBron. Well, LeBron's kind of a floor general, but he's also an all-around player. He'd be everywhere.
Well, see, a floor general is someone who's like, they see the entire game. Like, they're high, they have like high IQ. Now, LeBron could be considered a floor general, but he plays the wing.
He does play the wing.
You want someone to be like exclusively in the backcourt to where they can see the entire floor.
Yeah.
So that way they can spread the floor out and get the shooters involved. You don't want the floor general to also be the shooter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like you can't keep relying on one person to make the plays, call the plays, and then execute the plays.
Yeah, I thought they do that a lot.
Now you're expecting one person to do three things when you can have three people doing each exact assignment to make it better.
Yeah.
Like when Boston was winning championships, we have Rondo as the floor general. Now,
man, Rondo's a good.
He was out there to run the offense. It wasn't like, oh, we need Rondo to go out there and drop 20 points. No. If he went out there and he dropped 10 points, 12 points, it was cool. He got his little 11, 12 rebounds. No, he was getting his triple doubles. But he was running the offense smoothly. So where if he went out there and he made 4-for-4 or 5-for-5, you still have Pierce that was out there dropping 30. You had Garnett that was getting 20-10. You had Ray Allen that was shooting 4-for-5 threes. So the offense was able to flow. The fact that they want LeBron to be in a point guard position and run the floor, but then you want him to be the big man and play the four, and you want him to pay three, you asking for too much. You want LeBron to do too much or AD to do too much. And then when they get injured or they need to rest, and then you got, no offense, but you got like people like Dalton Connect or Austin Reeves, people who are like role players, and then you want them to just come in and like, okay, you're filling in for LeBron James. He's not going to be able to run the floor like LeBron James because he doesn't have that experience to do it. So you got to get them to where they're comfortable to being able to play with or without certain people. So when they're not there, it's still moving effortlessly. Like it's a team thing that gels together. If you take out that one piece and it doesn't work, then they're just scrambling.
Right. And obviously none taken. Cause you said all that right. We do need a floor general. I don't even think we really had a floor general. I don't even think D'Lo will count out the floor general at that point. D'Lo was he was coming off the bench at one point. I mean, he was starting, but he wasn't a floor general. But you're not wrong about that. Because like you said, they got Bron doing everything. They got him, you know, running, being a forward general. They got him on the wing. They got him being a big man. They got him going everywhere. You know, like you said, it is a lot. And I, like I said, yeah, Bron is everywhere, and he is a GOAT and the king for a reason. But, you know, you can't just rely. Because, you know, they tend to play through, like, Bron and AD a lot when there's definitely, like, I know we have, like, shooters that can shoot. Like, for example, Max Christie can shoot. He can definitely make some points. He can make some shots. But, like, I don't know, they just like playing through AD and Bron. And, I mean, I get it. They're great. But, like, having a four general will make it even better instead of putting too much pressure on AD and Bron. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah, if we get a four general, that would be great. We'll be good. We'll be set for the rest of the season. But, honestly, it really just depends on our GM and how they feel about it. But, yeah. So, anything else we want to add before we switch up?
All right, go Boston.
Go Boston. All right, but bro, we're like an actual like rival for real. Go Lake Show. All right, anyways, respect though. Celtics, they solid. Boston solid. I like maybe like a few players on there. I can't lie. But all right, let's go ahead and change up the topic. We're gonna move from the NBA into the WNBA. So what happened while we were on our break, our little holiday break for, I don't remember how long, but we were on there for a minute. We had Asia signed a 6-year contract with Nike. And at that, I think she got her shoe coming out and so much happened. So how we feel about, how we feeling about that? And, you know, Asia.
Oh, yeah, she got her shoe coming out this spring.
Yep.
I haven't seen what it looks like, but it's called the A1.
A1s.
They A1, you know.
Yeah. Maybe I have to copy. But yeah,
it's a good move for both of them. You know, she's been there since she was a rookie, so it made sense to, you know, give her that extension. She, not to cuss, but, you know, she bust her ass off for it, you know. She earned it. You
know? That's true. She was pushing.
She worked hard for that extension.
Mm-hmm.
No, she, not too many people in the WNBA is getting that. No, it's only just her, Sabrina, and Caitlin Clark that got the deal.
Yeah, that's true. I know some players that did have some Nike deals. Because I know KP, for example, she was I think when she first was on the Aces, she signed with Nike for a little bit. But I think Under Armour offers something better. So now she's a athlete, one of the athletes for Under Armour, like the big athletes, like we're up there with Steph Curry, which is
right.
If y'all didn't know, my two favorite guards in both leagues are Steph Curry and Kelsey Plum, and they're both from Under Armour, which is a strange coincidence. But I mean, yeah. But yeah, I think it's really good for Asia. But I mean, Asia's still climbing too, man. Like. I feel like definitely when the A1s come out, she definitely gonna like take my pockets, bro. Like she's gonna take my money for real, honestly, man. Like take my money. Whether it's like a woman's shoe or just like or not, or
she's
I mean,
already
like, even
she's already taking exactly. My money when it comes to these Aces tickets.
Bro, I swear, man. I swear.
She already getting to the money.
On me. But I mean, I do, and at that, some of the stuff she got on Nike, like she had this, obviously, she got an MV3 shirt. I have it over here somewhere. I would show it, but you know, it's a little too far. But it's a black little MV3 shirt,
right.
all of her accolades in the back, and then there was the white one. She has all this stuff coming up for Nike, and I'm really excited to see it. And I think it's really good for her. I feel like I think she's the only WNBA player that signed a. That long of a contract for Nike. I think she was the only one. The first one to do it. Or was it like, or am I wrong? I might be wrong.
No, yeah, she's one of the longest. Cause it's I don't know how long Caitlin and Sabrina contracts are.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like them three, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I wonder if she was like. I don't know, but all I do know is that she's been making history and just keep climbing, man. And I mean, I'm really excited for that shoe to come out. And like I said, whether it's a woman's shoe or just or not, like unisex, like Sabrina's, I'm still gonna cop it. I feel like they're gonna be pretty clean. I really wish we have, I don't think there's like even a tease about how it look, but I think there might
be. It might be because it's, might coming be, out it's in like the spring. So like,
yeah,
that's literally probably like next month, probably like next 2 months.
Yeah. I think she might have posted something about it, or they did. I don't remember, but I know I've been. I mean, I've been pretty much on like a very. I was on like a social media break during the holidays because I needed a little break. Want to spend some time with the family. But I mean, when I saw that, I was like, "Yo!" And I mean, she's gonna take all my money, and I know she has some more stuff coming up for Nike. So I'm really excited to see what she got going on for that. And since we're talking about Asia. We saw on that topic, she's a player of the year nominee. I think it's for USA basketball. And I think she might have won one.
Yeah, she won the WNBA one.
She won the WNBA player of the year, which is well deserved. She made such a historical year. She like what 1,000 points in a single season, first in blocks. Was it first in blocks?
Yeah, she was first in blocks, and then she broke the record for most points in the season and most rebounds in the season.
Yeah, she just been breaking records. So she won the WNBA Player of the Year, which is well deserved. She done so much, and now now she's a nominee for the USA Player of the Year, isn't it? Isn't she?
I don't know, but if she is, she gonna win it.
I think she is. Let me know. I'm gonna check my receipts real quick. Nah, I think she is a player. She got a player of the year. She's a nominee. Yeah, she is definitely a nominee, but she has not won it yet because it's just a nominee.
My bad. Who else are they gonna give it to?
Well, there's a few. Oh, there's a nominee. So the nominees for the you know female athlete of the year USA wise, you got Jace Edwards. Jersey Robinson, Brianna, like Stewie's on there, DT, and then Asia. Those are the ones that are not for
Asia.
I think Asia's gonna take it. I'm not sure when or if it's out yet, but I mean she just keeps on going, man. She just moving up this big old ladder. I almost said something I wasn't supposed to. My bad. But you know. Player of the Year nominee, that's just really good. But out of all of them, I genuinely think Asia's going to take it. She made so many, she had so much happen. She was the USA, Team USA MVP for that.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's just been doing so much. She's been doing a lot. I think recently she was just at a game in like, I don't know if it was South Carolina, but she went, or like Carolina or something. She went to go surprise. She went to North Carolina to surprise the players on that team. It was great. She's such a genuine person. So I'm really
because that threw me off. I'm like, why would she go to North Carolina?
Threw me off too. I was like, what's she doing in North Carolina? Like, what? But she went ahead and surprised all of them. So I mean, dude, Asia's just stagnant. She's just climbing, and she's gonna keep climbing, man. So I mean, and then we got. All this other stuff that happened. I think thanks because we've been on such a break. A lot has been happening. But she has definitely, I think she's definitely going to get that Player of the Year nominee, Team USA. She will deserve it very much so, in my opinion. Since we're on the WNBA, let's move on to the next topic. Let's talk WNBA free agency. It's coming up. I think it's, I don't know. When it. I think it's like, and it might be the 19th. Well, I know it's this month.
Well, the day of the core starts on the 11th, and it ends on the 20th. And free agency starts on the 21st.
Okay,
but so they can't sign their contracts until February 1st.
Oh, really? Yeah. So I mean. That free agency is coming up very soon. How we feel about it and what do you think is going to happen? I'm kind of scared. I can't lie. I'm a little nervous.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. The only person my team got to worry about is DT. I don't think she's going nowhere.
You don't think so?
Nah. I don't think Finn's just gonna let her leave like that.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, y'all know KP's a free agent. Well, I think she's gonna get Cord, but I'm a little nervous because, like, every time someone brings up KP free agency, I like my anxiety just skyrockets. What? So I mean, I'm a little nervous, but I mean, like I said before, wherever she goes, is where I'll follow. No pun intended.
I wouldn't be too nervous about her leaving. I don't see her going anywhere else.
I don't see her going anywhere else. But I think, because I don't know, maybe some people are just like, I feel like people are just like, you know, about because the way people sense, are on social media.
It would make sense to call her.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And then probably try to keep Alicia Clark and Tiffany Hayes.
Yeah, I think they're doing that. I know Sid's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to want to keep her. Or you know what people were saying about Sydney is that have her retire and then have her come back. That's what, like you did with Tip. But, I mean, I want to say I'm not worried about KP leaving, but like maybe I don't know. It's just like she's just been through so much. So I mean, like she's been through so much that year. I mean, it can be that, but I don't, like you said, I don't think. I just don't see her leaving at all either. People say they do. People say she want to go to the freaking Valks or like, I think someone said Fever. I was like, Fever. KP and Kelsey Mitchell I don't think they get along.
That's a good thing. Technically, Kelsey Mitchell is an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, so is KP.
So if she did decide to go to Indiana, that's a possible chance that they can do a sign and trade and just swap both of them.
Swap both of them? You know, you might be right. But I mean, oh yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. What? Yeah, that's crazy. That's also possible. But people are saying she's going to go to the Valkyries, but probably because Nat's over there and she's a head coach. But honestly, I just can't bring myself to accept the fact that there's a possibility of her leaving. Because like I said, and like we both said before, I just don't see her leaving. They're probably just going to court her and keep her as is. And that just brought me back to when we went to the KP event. I remember I was talking to Jazz. What's going on, Jazz? I know you're listening or you're watching. I asked Jazz, I'm like, what do you think is going to happen with KP? She's all like, I want to ask her, but I know I can't. I'm like, I feel you on that. But we both said that she's probably going to get court. Or probably
get, hey, it makes sense.
I think I don't see her leaving. I just can't see her leaving. I also don't see like AC and like Tip leaving because Tip made she was a huge like impact when she was on the team on Aces. And AC, her defense is insane.
Now I can possibly see a Tip leaving.
You think so?
But it also. The reason why I say I can see her leaving is because she just won sixth player of the year.
Yeah.
And she can literally take that and go to a contending team and be like, I play with the Aces. You already know what I can do. Y'all see what I did last year. I can do that this year. And we can still contend for a championship.
That's true. But I feel like
now, because if you think about it, if they core KP, mm-hmm. they still got an AC Tip, and they still have Sydney to try to sign.
Yeah.
Now, do you think they can bring all three of them back, or one of them is going to have to go?
You said from Sid, KP, and from AC, Tip, and Sid. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Do I think they'd come back? Oh, well, or one of them leaving. Ooh. Dang, I could maybe I don't want to see any of them leave at the and obviously my biased self. I don't want to see any of those three leave, but I could probably see like I can see why you say I can probably see Tip leaving too, but I don't want her to leave, of course, obviously my biased self. Because I mean, if they did, but I also, oh man, it's a possibility. Do you think that they can bring all three of them back, or do you think one of them can go? Because I mean, they probably, if they do let one of them go, I think they would Tip would probably go because of what you said.
Right.
You just changed my mindset on that. Even though at the end of the day, I really don't want them to leave in general. But I mean, how about you? What do you think? You think that Tip will? You think one of them will leave, right? Or do you think that they would bring all three of them back?
Depends on their cap space. I don't know how their cap space works in the WNBA, but if I had to choose out of those three, I'm pretty sure Clark is staying. Hands down, they're definitely going to re-sign her. So at that point, you're pretty much choosing between Sid and Tip. But do Sid want to come back though? That's the question.
Oh, that is a question. Yeah, that's true. Does she want to come? I mean, I feel like she does, but what do you think that if she doesn't come back, what do you think she'd be doing?
I don't know.
Don't
But
know.
I don't think she would want to play for another team, though.
I don't think so either. She's gonna
Like
probably.
based off the bond that they have, some people just don't want to go to like other teams. So like they can't stay there, then they're just done.
Yeah, exactly.
But the reason why I see Tip leaving is because she still has that gas in her tank. So if
She
she
definitely
can't
do.
If she can't get where she wants to be in Vegas, she still has that energy and that mentality to where she can go somewhere else and still be sixth player of the year or in that category on another contending team.
That's true. But man, I mean, yeah, no, definitely. They definitely do have a bond too. But I feel like, yeah, no, I can see her leave. I could maybe see her leaving. But obviously, my biased self, I don't want to see her leaving because I know maybe because of how she made a huge impact on everything. So I mean, that's probably why. But I mean, honestly, anything could happen. We don't know until free agency does come up. But I'm pretty sure KP's gonna get Cord. Definitely gonna get Cord. Or if not, she's gonna re-sign. Because we're gonna like you said, we're gonna go back to the bond. KP's been a part of that team since she got drafted. She was drafted by them in 2017 when they were the Stars, and they got moved out here to Vegas, and they've been pretty close since then. And then with that, she's part of the core four. So I just don't think they can let her go like that. Like it's just she's a key factor on the team. So I just don't think she'd leave either. Like she'd probably get quarter. She'd definitely resign. And then we got then
Right.
and obviously, yeah, then obviously there's AC, Sid, and Tip. And I feel like AC, what I feel like they're gonna do though, I feel like AC's gonna resign, and I feel like she's probably gonna play like a year. And whatever happens after that happens, you know what I mean? Maybe she got like a year. I mean, she is I don't even know, she's like I don't know, she's like she I think she might be at that age. She's like a little bit older. No offense, Stuart. I love AC with all my heart. But I feel like she's probably gonna play another year with the Aces and probably retire or not. But like Well, I feel like it's just gonna come down to her, you know, coming back and seeing how that goes with that year, and whatever happens after, like this year, this season coming up happens. And then Sid, yeah, I think she's I just don't think she'll leave either. And then there's that possibility of Tip leaving too. So I mean, I agree with you on that part. So I mean, you made a good point. So you got you have me thinking, bro. 100%.
Man.
That was solid. Is there anything else you want to add on free agency wise before we get on to the next topic? Anything you want to add on? What you got?
Not really.
Not really? At the end of the day, we can't really won't know, to be honest. So whatever happens, happens. But I'm going to say it. I just don't see KV leaving. Anyways, sorry about that intrusion, guys. I had a little call, but I had to hang up real quick. Anyways, let's go to the next. What's the next topic? Got something down here. Okay. So Unrivaled is tipping off in 2 weeks. How we feeling? How we feeling about Unrivaled?
I'm cool. I can't wait to see what's going on.
I can't. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm a little anxious. Not gonna lie.
You're a little anxious? Why are you a little anxious?
No, because it's something new. It's something that's like, it's expected because it's been talked about, but it's unexpected because you don't have, like, sometimes you got to see stuff in live action to actually get a feel for it. They can be like, oh, we're having this happen, this going on. You're like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. And then you see it's like, oh, this is, like, a lot better than I expected. So, like, that's right. Why I'm anxious, because I want to see, like, how it all plays out.
Right. Man, I'm excited, too, man. I mean, it's, like, pretty much Unrivaled, it's 2 weeks, bro. I've been missing the WNBA, not that, bro. I've been missing WNBA and women's basketball in general. Don't get me wrong. I love the NBA. I always grew up watching the NBA. But, like, you know, the WNBA is just so, they're good. It's just so good to watch, and they play, like, I love how they all play. I mean, also, I have love for women's sports, and at that especially basketball. I grew up loving basketball. I played basketball growing up. I've always drew my attachment to NBA, of course, and WNBA. And they're both basketball, and I just love basketball. And I love women's sports and women's basketball in general because I feel like they don't get enough love and credit that they deserve because of how talented they all really are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so seeing like a version of the big three with retired NBA players, we got 3v3s with actual active WNBA players, which I feel like would be so much more like entertaining to watch. Because me personally, you know the big three, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like retired basketball players that do like 3v3s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't mind watching it, but I feel like, you know, just watching Unrivaled, just 3v3 with active WNBA players, it will show more, like, it just be more fun and entertaining to watch. So, I mean, I'm a little nervous, too. Not really nervous. I am indeed also a little anxious. I'm very excited to watch it because I know one of the days I think I'm going next month, the end of next month, probably around there. So I'm excited to see what happens. And I don't know what to expect, to be honest, which is why it's so exciting that it's coming up.
Yeah, that's why I'm anxious, because I literally have no expectations. I'm going in there just willing to watch women cook.
Exactly. Watch the woman cook. That's all we're there for. Like, it's so exciting. And oof, I'm ready for the start soon, but it starts, we got a good 2 weeks. So we're getting it. I'm even a little more anxious because I gotta wait until next month, like the end of next month, to watch it in person. And I'm also really excited to see it in person yet, like it, women's basketball in person again, because we both been to WNBA games. They're so fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I was telling my cousins about that. I was like, when you're at the game, if you're not looking up at the scoreboard, you would literally be sitting there watching them go back and forth, and you wouldn't even know the score until you looked up. You're like, yo, what's going? Like you're that focused on the game to where like you're not even paying attention to the score. You're just watching them going back and forth, yelling defense, like you're literally into the game. And then like so you just take a look at them like, yo, we had halftime already. Like that's how engaging and fun it is.
Yeah, no, exactly. Dude, you said it right there, because bro, I remember my first WNBA game, my first Aces game I went to. I was sitting in those lead seats, like in the 200s, but like we were maybe in the 200s, but you know how the scoreboard would be like right there, right? You know, it's, you know, it's easy to see, especially from the nosebleeds. Nah, bro. Where we were sitting, I was focused looking down on the court, bro. Like just watching. I'm like, let's locked in. Like, I mean, it was great. And then the halftime comes up. I'm like, huh? What? I mean, there was a lot going on. But then, like, what's even more crazier is that when we sit more closer to the court, or like almost behind their bench, you're just locked in, you know? You're just
right.
Like you're just sitting there. It's like it's such a cool experience, and it's so fun. I told my cousin too. I told her because she wants to go. She talked about going to a WNBA game, especially an Aces game. I was like, they're fun, man. It's so fun. Like you're gonna be like engaged and locked in. Like I remember my first time sitting a little more closer to the court. Obviously not the one we went to when we were like, you know, like near the court side almost.
Right.
But like we were in that little area where we were a little closer to the court. I was focused strictly on like the game, and obviously, you know, screaming, yelling, doing, you know, the threes every time, you know, KP, Chelsea, whoever makes a three. I'm like, three, two shots. Yeah, exactly. That's like, it's so the energy that is like the energy that you get from other WNBA fans or Aces fans is insane. And it was so, I remember, it's so funny because I remember, remember when we went to the semis against New York?
Right.
There was a New York fan sitting in our section.
Oh, yeah, because he was sitting right beside me. And he was right so fast.
Yet as soon as he saw that we were like beating them, he got up and left. I think some of the fans were just like laughing at him or something. I was like, dang, that's tough. Like, he was in enemy territory. He was surrounded by many Aces fans. Him and his girl.
I'm like, no hate. I'm like, you gotta see it through.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't even see it through. He just right when he saw, I think it was like, what was it during like the fourth quarter? No, fourth quarter, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was like middle fourth. He just got up and
middle
walked
fourth,
off.
He just got up and just walked off.
He didn't do that. No. He just got up and walked by.
He didn't even see it through. He just let it sleep. He was like, oh, yep. He just got up and then he just left. And I was like, oh. We had some of the fans like laughing at him. They were saying something. I don't know what they were saying, but they were saying like something like, ooh, or whatever, something. They were making fun of him.
Exactly.
That's the excitement of being in WNBA games. And that was also like, I think that was our first time even having like enemy or ops in our section at our field. So it made it all the more fun having that thing going on. So I'm like, I mean, unfortunately, we took that dub, but obviously, unfortunately, we lost, obviously, sadly. Oh, but it's okay, because when you brought up about, I want to talk about, you know, Aces fans. You know how you said how, you know, how I brought up how I just walked off and you're like, you got to see it through type thing?
Yeah.
That just reminded me because I remember the last game the Aces had, semis. We were losing, but no one really left that arena until like all the players walked out, which was like the best thing ever. I mean, like, that's how you know you ride or die for your team, you know. Blood, sweat, and tears for your team. Like, you know, you just sat there. There were some people tearing up or having a standing ovation. It was like a very surreal and cool experience ever. I definitely, you know, shook up, you know, Tyler Marsh. I miss him already, but you know, he was cool. But you know, I mean, you know, just being an Aces fan be tough sometimes. But anyways, that's I totally just went off topic there. But I mean, I just want to bring it up because you did definitely like you just brought up how you didn't see it through. But anyways, yes, back to Unrivaled. It's Unrivaled. So yeah, we're excited. You're gonna watch. Are you planning on watching any of the games? Like, I don't know if you're going in person, but you know, you're gonna watch them like on TV and stuff.
Oh, I'm not going in person, but I'm definitely tuning in because I have Max.
Oh, word. Nice. All right, since we're on that Unrivaled conversation, Cameron Brink and Sabrina are Unrivaled. How are we feeling about that?
I'm so happy Sabrina's there.
Bro, I know. I was so happy when I saw her. I was like, oh. But when I saw Cam, the when they were doing, like, you know, when they do, like, little guests and stuff, I knew Cam was going to go. But when they announced that she was Unrivaled, it said 2026. So I was like, oh, what do you mean 2026? I was so happy then I saw 2026. How do we feel about Cameron playing 2026 or that part?
The only reason why I believe that is 2026 and not now is because she's coming off a season-ending injury. So, like, mm-hmm. she's resting. Right. But it makes sense for her to start next season. You come in, you lock it. You lock in your roster spot. Mm-hmm. That way, you literally have the entire WNBA season to promote Unrivaled for next season.
Right. Exactly.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I was a little upset when it said 2026, but then I realized she was coming off, you know, she's coming off her season-ending injury. So I'm excited for, you know, Unrivaled next. I mean, I don't know if we're thinking like way ahead of time. Like, that's a whole another year from now. But whenever that does come around, I'm very excited to see her play. But
and you don't want to risk another injury that bad. Yes,
exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, it makes sense. So I feel like Cam is probably just going to be, she's probably going to be there at the, you know, obviously she's going to be there in person, but she's probably just going to be like on the bench and, you know, not playing. Because I think Unrivaled has 6 players on each team. So, I mean,
yeah.
Even if she is there, I think it'll be cool because she was a wild card. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure they have someone else that can, you know, play. And so she'll probably be able to watch and see it because she was there when they did their thing, their media day. But Sabrina and Unrivaled, my goodness. I was so happy, bro. I was like, I'm so happy that Sabrina was in Unrivaled. I was like, oh. And it was this year. It made me even more excited because we've only watched her play once. No, twice. Well, I watched her play once. No, I watched her twice. We watched her at least once. Right.
Yeah, I watched her once. I watched her at game 3.
Yeah, I watched her at game 3 and game 4. Like, it was so, I was just like, dang, she's really like in front of us. And I mean, I was waiting for another opportunity to see her play in person. So knowing that she's an Unrivaled and she's playing this year makes me even more excited for it. I think she's on Miss. I'm gonna double check really quick because I feel like she's on a very stacked team. I think Cam is also on another one. So let's see. I think she's I need to double check again. Oopsies. My guys. She is on. Oh no, she's on Phantom. She's on Phantom, actually. That's cool. So she's on Phantom.
That was the last wild card.
Yeah, she was the
I knew they had a last wild card, but yeah. I didn't know who was on their spot.
Yeah, the last wild card was Sabrina. And then we had a wild card, and the wild card was for Cameron for the Lunar Owls. So yeah, we got that happening. So Sabrina is Unrivaled, and I'm really excited to see her play again because I haven't after seeing her that, I mean, I saw her twice, to be honest. I saw her twice.
Sabrina and Brittany Griner about to be crazy.
Dude, I know. I feel like Phantom is pretty stacked. I don't think it's as stacked as Miss though. But Brittany Griner, Sabrina, like, it's insane. Like, I mean, I'm excited to see Sabrina play in Unrivaled. So, speaking of that, since you brought up Phantom, since you brought up Phantom, you just reminded me, the unrivaled trade that happened. So I think there was a three-way trade. I think it was between
Yeah,
Lunar,
cool.
Fan Lunar Owls, Phantom, and the Laces.
Right.
So how are we feeling about those trades?
Hey, Phantom got Sabrina, so yeah.
Honestly, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, they do got Sabrina. They do got Sabrina. I do. That's I mean, and at that, I'm actually kind of happy because Phantom is my other team I'm going for. We said it in a podcast before. Phantom, Laces, and then my quiet is the Mist. So I'm very excited. I also like the Rose. Of course, I like the Rose. Chelsea Gray is on the team. Why wouldn't I? I'm obviously gonna rep. So the trades were, I think it was between, I think it was probably between Vino. No, it was like a three-way trade. It was like
Because
Laces
I know
net.
Tiffany
What happened?
Hayes ended up going to the Laces. I know Tiffany went to the
Yeah.
Laces. I know Phantom ended up getting that last wild card spot.
Yeah. So that's
And
how they got
I forgot
Sabrina.
who Luna got.
Lunar got, oh, they traded for Courtney. Oh, Courtney Williams. So Courtney was on Laces, and then I think she traded. They traded. So then we got. So now the Laces got Tip, Chelsea, Kate, AT. Sorry, I'm over this like unrivaled thing. They got Jack. They got Tip. They got Kate. They got AT. I think that's AT. Alicia. Yeah, AT is also on the Laces, and they got Kate. They got Kayla McBride, and they got Steph. So that's it. So how do we feel about those trades? I mean, the Laces are turning into just the
The
Aces,
Aces.
because like exactly, because half of them are on the Aces. I like how, I mean, I'm still considering Kate an Aces, although she is on the Valks. But in our hearts, Kate will always be part of the Aces family. So the Laces for real turned into the Aces. Because you know
With
what's crazy? It's
equipment.
crazy. Exactly. What's crazy? Because Kayla McBride used to be on the Aces.
Yeah.
So it was a whole. It's literally the Aces, which is so fun, which is insane. But I mean, that just. I'm excited because all of my teams that I'm rooting for, they're pretty solid. So I'm very excited. So, let's see. Gotta get to wrap this up soon. Speaking of Unrivaled, we're gonna talk about the Unrivaled jerseys. You saw the jersey reveals.
Oh yeah, I ain't gonna lie. The Laces want to clean. They
I
ain't have to go that hard with the Laces too, bro.
Laces are
It just
really
went
clean, man. I
together,
like
bro.
it.
They made laces with literal laces.
Yeah, man. It honestly, it moved me when I saw all the jerseys. So Laces is your favorite. Do you have a least favorite? Oh, what are your favorites and what are your least favorites of all the jerseys that were revealed today?
My top two would be Laces and Phantom. I like Phantom because it's simple, but it looks like if you look at it the way it is, the detail, it looks like it's dripping like a little bit. Like
Okay,
not
okay.
dripping, you know when you like it, not even like in elementary school, you used to draw like that S and you had to
Yeah,
like
yeah,
connect it.
yeah,
Yeah, it looked like they tried to do it like that.
yeah. Okay. See, I didn't
But
think
like
about that.
Miss, I would say Miss is not my favorite because I feel like Miss looked like those, how I put it. It looks more like something that would be more of a t-shirt than a jersey.
Yeah, you're
If
not wrong.
it
Mrs.
makes
It
sense.
could have some. Yeah, nah,
Like
that's
it's
true.
cool, but it looks like it's. You remember when the NBA used to have like the short sleeve jerseys?
Yeah, those little short sleeve
It kind of
jerseys. Yeah.
looked like that in the front, but without the short sleeve. It like they
Yeah,
went for the
just
short
a
sleeve look,
yeah.
but they took the sleeves off.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And
Yeah, okay.
And I feel like Rose could have been a little more creative than just like Rose in like the middle. Like if you were gonna do that, you could have put like a couple roses, you know, put like the little vines on the side that like connects to the rose. Like make it look like it's roses or like something that's like you have like your star player as like the roses, and then like your bench player can be like the vines that like bring them together.
Right.
But but like Rose and Miss, least favorite, Phantom and Laces, favorite.
Okay, I like that. My favorite is also the Laces jersey. I like the colorways they picked, and it was just so, I like how everything was set. I like the vinyl jerseys. The vinyl jersey, a little vinyl thing they showed on there. Like it was like an actual vinyl, you know what I mean? And my least favorite, it might be Phantom. Only because, to me personally, I think it's a little bit simple and a little plain. I feel like they could have added a little more, in my opinion. So that's why it's one of my least favorites. And the Miss also is my least favorite because, like you said, they honestly could have done a lot more. So I like the vinyl and the laces. And then my least favorite would have to be the, it'd be like Phantom and Mist. Cause I don't know. I mean, the Phantom. I'm not saying that Phantom was ugly. Like it was pretty. It's pretty cool. It's pretty solid. I like it. But I feel they could have done a little bit more. So that's why it's one of my least favorites. And Miss, we talked about it already. So, I mean, that's that. So before to end this off, we're gonna talk one more thing before we end this off. The WNBA regular season is coming up. And how we feel about it, and do we of course plan on going to any games, home or away games, even?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna check out some home games. Away games, I'm not really sure on that.
Not really sure. Yeah. How do you feel about it coming up?
The season's gonna be amazing. I already know that.
Oh, 100%. I'm so excited for it to come up. I've been waiting for WNBA for so long. And I know I said that earlier, but I mean, the WNBA is one of my favorite things to watch. So I'm very excited for that to show up. And, you know, it's going to be a good season. Aces are probably coming back for revenge tour era, possibly. Who knows? And I'm also really excited to see. Oh, yeah. And I'm also really excited to see what Becky has wrapped, you know, what she has, you know, down there, you know. Well, not down there. Well, that sounded weird. But we'll see what Becky has around her hands. We'll see what she got going on. What she going to do, make some magic.
I'm looking forward to seeing all the new faces.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm very excited to see all that. Damn, but I'm excited for the Aces to come. Aces season is going to come back soon. But
there's a lot of people I get to finally see in person.
Oh, I know, bro. See, now that we know the schedule of like the Aces, I think I'm pretty sure this year we're going to go to a lot more games.
Man.
We got to go to the first home game, bro. May 23rd.
Oh, it's about to go down. Home game.
Oh, yeah. Their first home game of the regular season. We're for sure going to that. But yes, I also plan on I definitely plan on going to some of the, you know, obviously these home games. Very excited. Got to go to more this season. And some away games, I might go to like some against like maybe the Sparks. Well, maybe like Sparks, Sun, like the Sun, Sparks, Phoenix, and then the Bay Area. I plan on going to some away games if they're playing out there, because you know in California it's kind of still on the West Coast, kind of closer area. So I'm excited for that, and maybe I'll even end up traveling somewhere else, like to New York or something, to see a New York game. Well, not a New York game, but you know they used to play against New York. But who knows? But mainly going for the home games. Very excited for that season to happen. Oh man! But all right, everyone. There anything else you want to add before we close this out?
Oh yes, there is something that I would like to say, even though I know he is not going to see this. But Ronnie 2K, Can you please make a WNBA game and stop making people buy 2K just to play with the women? Give them their own game.
Y'all, that.
Man, listen. Give them their own game.
Instead of that, instead of just actual, instead of just actual 2K, when you have the your own WNBA, like
option. Don't keep putting these women in as no DLC. Oh, you gotta get NBA 2K to play with. No, WNBA 2K, WNBA Live, WNBA something. Give them their own game.
Strictly WNBA.
Look, WNBA. Buy the WNBA, fold the WNBA, keep it real.
I like that. I like that. I agree with him on that. Ronnie 2K, don't know if you're going to see this. Who knows? But if anyone of y'all listening out there that can reach him, you know, go ahead and share it, send it his way. Let him know we need an actual WNBA game, not no NBA 2K game with the WNBA DLC automatically inside of it, which I've seen because I have 2K25. Love the game. But, and I love that as an option for me to go WNBA, but I would love for him to have an actual straight up game that's strictly WNBA. No little DLC, just WNBA, WNBA my team. Like, bro, I wouldn't know WNBA my team as well. Like, that's all right.
Bring out the legends.
Exactly. We gotta get that. We gotta get that cooked up. We'll find a way to get over to them. But anyways, guys, thank y'all so much for listening. We did ramble a little bit here and there. We kind of went off topic, got a little sidetracked. But we wish y'all happy holidays, happy New Year's, and I honestly hope you guys had a good holiday. Anything else you want to say before I end this here, Dre?
Happy holidays, fam. Boop, blop, flip, blam.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good happy holidays.